Hanukkah. We understand very well why the shiur is being said today. Today is Hanukkah. So Hanukkah comes up right away in the sugya. According to Shitas Rashi, Rashi identifies called Tzara V'Tzara as Kigon Hanukkah. What do we mean Kigon Hanukkah? Are there any other examples? When exactly do we say this challah? When is challah said? How many times of the year do we say challah? We'll see soon. Says the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara says, again, the Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the first, we'll call it medium-sized line. Tanya Rav Meir Mekol Tishbacho, so Amur Seh Fetilim Kula David Amorim. So Halal Zem Mi Amorim. Moshe Yisrael Amru, B'shar Shalom Min Ayam. Chaluk Anam Chaver Lama Shad David Amorim. V'nir Dvar Min Dimrein. Evshi Yisrael Shachtu Es Pisrein. V'natu Lulavein. How is it possible? Rashi. Evshi Yisrael, Shochten es Peschen, Mitzias Mitzrayim, Vad David, La'amru all of Hallel. That's inconceivable to the Gemara. Obviously the Hallel, the words of Hallel seem to precede the David HaMelech. So says the Gemara, I'm sorry, not Kuf Yud Zayin, Amar Al. Okay? So exactly when do we say Hallel? How many times a year do we say Hallel? It's a Gemara in Erechin. I'm trying to give you as much as I can in Pesachim proper. If you turn to the Ran, it's a lengthy quote. We're not going to do the whole thing right now. He quotes a number of very important citations which are relevant to this whole discussion of Hallel. So It's found on the very top of page Ayin Vav in our print. So I didn't have it at home, so I had to give you the old print, Chav Vav. But it's the very top of Ayin Vav in our print. Mamish, the first word, it's quoted from a Maseches Sofer. The Maseches Sofer, Perek Chav, Halacha Tes, the Maseches Sofer is from Savaroy. It's shortly after Chasima Satalma, but it's pretty authoritative. We will often make brachas based on the Maseches Sofer, even though it's not found in Shas Bavli. Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadik, very similar Gemara found in Erech and Afyud. Shmona Osi Yom V'layla Echad Yich Yochid Goma Ben Esahala. Ve'lo Hena Shmona Osi Yom Shmona Simei Chanukah. We start right with Chanukah. Yom Tov Shalat Tzeres V'chag HaSukos V'yom Shmini Atzeres V'yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach V'lelo. That's it. That's what we get. That's 18. Let's count up. What do you get 18? Let's chazer again. 8 of Chanukah, 1 of Shavuos, 7 of Sukkos, that's 16. Shmini Atzeres is 17. First day Pesach is 18. And Valelo, the night, say the night. So you have 18 days, and one is in Eretz Yisrael. Uvagola, Echad Vesum Yom, Ubeis Lelos. You have to add 3 days of Yontem Sheni, which 3 days of Yontem Sheni? Yontem Sheni of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Right? That leaves you from 18 to 21, and 2 nights, because you have to stay on the second night as well. Mitzvah Namuvcha, Likros, Halva, Beis Knes, says, B'shtei Leila, Shul Golias, Ulevarach, Alein, Lama, Ben Ima, Lakaim, Ashenema, Tilim, Unrama, Mashmo, Yachtov. Rabbosai, who in this room, in the Shul Yudavim, on the first night Pesach, second night Pesach, did they say Halva and Shul, by a show of hands? Most people, okay? That's an interesting, the sociology of the halacha is interesting, how this thing spread around. We'll see, it's another Ma'am Makomas, we'll just try to discuss that as well. Things changed a little bit over the years. Okay? Fine. Ukshakori also bebeso. Let's say tonight, in your house. Eino tzarog levarach. Shekvar birech barabim. You already made a bracha in shul. In shul. So what do you see? What do you see? That you have to make a bracha on a halal seder night. So you do it in shul. You do it in shul. No need to do it in the house. I and Erech and Daf Yud, when they called exactly the same member, the same person, Rav Shimon ben Yehotzadok, but they left out the first night of Pesach. No, that's different. Why? Hosam halal asiyas mitzvah lo katoni. They're saying that the halal of seder night It's not a hal on the yontif proper. It's a hal on the siyas mitzvah. Which mitzvah, pray tell? Which mitzvah? What mitzvah? Tosfos Ran is calling the hal, say tonight, a hal on a siyas mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Let me ask you a question. I do love Shah. Matzah, Moror, Parvokosis. Yeah?
Maybe it's part of
this. That's right. Maybe. So the Ran continues. Teda. The money nami hal shem b'shchidas p'sachim. The money lo b'mastisim the hasim and p'sachim. Mefurash and Mishnah. Mefurash and Mishnah. So the hasim yamim katan and mefurash and mastisim the hachil chalil. The days, not nights. Fine. Again, there's a lengthy round about the Yerushalmi. I can't even get it started now. It's going to take forever. The whole fancy chat and a long Yerushalmi. You don't have the time to go into this, so I put in brackets. Can't be my matriarch. I'm going to go through every last word over here. But some of these things are important. Some of the concepts are important, which we'll see. You know, once we hear it, let's read it now. We're jumping ahead of ourselves. Where it says, Avo, in big, bold print. It's here. It's in page Ayin Vav, column 2. The word Avo in bold print. Even in the old Gemara, the word Avo starts a new paragraph. Avo Rabbeinu Hai Gonzal, Kosta V'tshuva, against what he said until now. She'ein Mevorachin Al Halo Shebelele P'sochim Ligmar Sa'alo, against what he said until now. Why? She'ein Onu Koronos V'Betoras Korin. This is Mamash like Briska terminology. Not B'Toras Korin. Ela B'Toras Omer Shira. What's happening? B'Toras Omer Shira. Shekach Shaninu, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Uvesov Lefichachach Nu Chayav Lehodus Lehalal, Lefichach and Bo Adam Levorach Meshaskin Also, Eilu Divrei Agonza. Okay, so this is a fascinating concept. There was a Machlokas Gedolia Rishonim. Is the Halal stay tonight require a brachana? Some say yes, like any other Halal. You don't make it because you made it already in Shul. And maybe we'll get discussed later. There's another problem. The hal is divided in half. How do you make a bracha? If it's in the middle of the hal, you start going to have a whole matzah, moror, korech, shulchan orech, kenedlach, for those who indulge. We'll get to that later. And whatever, chicken soup and potatoes, whatever else people are eating. There's a lot of time in between. Perhaps we'll get to that as we go. But anyway, so it's a machlokas, Rebbe Ose, is it require a bracha or not? Some say yes, some say no. The reason why no, some say no because they said it's a hefsek that we haven't seen yet. And some say no because it's a halal b'torah shira. Omer shira. Omer shira is a new kind of a din, which is not warrant a bracha. We don't understand fully why it should be so yet, but that's what the Rav Hai is going to say. Rebbe Ose, with me so far? So far, so good. So let's take a step backwards. Discuss for a moment the chiyuv of halal. How strong is the chiyuv of halal? Is it a chiyuv d'oraisa or is it a chiyuv d'rabban? That's obviously whenever you discuss a matter of this nature, the first thing to ask is it din d'oraisa over here, or are we talking about purely din d'rabban? So who wants to make a suggestion? Call a source. I'm sure you saw some of the Maramah comments. Everyone's just being polite. Yes?
So we say that it's maybe it's the rice, but it's wording sort of like the Rabbanan.
Very good. The one possibility is the chi of the rice. The wording is the Rabbanan. Obviously, the wording came from David HaMelech, who lived a long time after Matan Torah. So the wording can't be the rice. So the halal is the rice, and the wording is the Rabbanan. We find this elsewhere, that they have the generality is the rice, and the details are the Rabbanan. Where else do we find such a thing? Yes?
Tefillah.
That's all the sheet is the Rambam. The Rambam says that tefillah is the rice. Most Rishonim hold that tefillah is completely the Rabban. Maybe if you say the Rambam, right? Ace Tzara. But generally speaking, that you don't even find that in Rashi Vitosis. The Rambam famously says in Hippos Tefillah at the beginning that tefillah is the rice, but the text is not the rice. The number of times you daven is not the rice. The generality is the rice. But the details are purely the Rabbanan, certainly the words are the Rabbanan. That's example number one. Excellent. Birchas Hamazon. Okay. Right, but that's no, we're talking about now, we're trying to talk about things that you say. So, but you're right. Chol HaMoed might be a daraisa, details of Rabbanan, because it's the reason I'm saying that, why you're on target and off target, because the one source I asked you to see about, which is the Ra'ah, the Feirish, I don't know if you have, how many of you have seen the Ra'ah, gives examples beyond what we say, including what we do. Particularly the example he gives is Avelis. I'm not sure how many of the Tavim saw the Ra'ah in the Sefer Brachos. So sorry, I brought one in here myself. I should have given it to you. Some guys took it off my desk before. So I read it to you. You probably get it online. Is there all exist on Lusha Rah?
There's downstairs.
Okay, whatever. Do you have the fancy one like this? No. Okay. There's a fancy Rah. I'll read you what he says. He thinks maybe you can argue that all halal are rabban. Inami, efsha da halal b'yomim shayochid b'gomer b'hem es halal is the rice. It's what we call chatzi halal is the rabbanon for sure. But you finish the halal is the rice. Timin haTorah chayav adam lo mashira ba'osin b'kamos. He calls it shira. Avon nusach shalom in the rabbanon. Hear what's going on? That the obligation is the rice and the text is the rabbanon. What do you find this elsewhere? Avel is the rice. Details of the Rabbanan, Prodrish Namad Rabbanan, Tfila the Raisa of the Bechol of Avchem, Nusach of the Rabbanan, the Kain Horam Mori Rabbeinu Zal. Now, this is the same Ra'ah, can't get away from him. He's the Ra'ah that we spent so much time on last week with the Bedek Habayis and all that stuff. Whoa, he's back again and better than ever in Chidushi Ra'ah, which is, by the way, not a Pirish on the Gemara, it's a Pirish on the Rif, technically speaking. It's a period, it says in Chorah Brachas, but he really wrote the Pirish on the Rif, not in the Gemara proper. Yes, sir.
What does it mean that the Chim of Elis is the Raisa, but the words are the what?
No, not the words, the details. Pratim Shlomad Rabban. The Torah requires, according to the Ra'ah, that there be a concept of Avelis, of observing some kind of mourning when a relative dies. Specific details, there's so many halachas, can't do this. That's the Rabbanan filled in those blanks. That's what he says. Fine. Then I'm going to read you from footnote 103 that I asked you to read. Okay. He quotes that the Bahag, quoted by the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvah Shorash Aleph, that Hal is the Raisa. He quotes many others who happen to agree. Then he quotes the Ra'ah. We just see it's been on Torah, but he explains as follows. Chayav Adam Lahal Kshendiglam and Hatzara Dachsiv, Hashira Lashem Ki Go Go. Fascinating. What a great source. Right? We say it every day. Hashira Lashem Ki Go Go. Not only that, the Ramban, I assume you saw the Ramban at Sefer Mitzvah, that was the very first Maram Malkam almost. You saw that? That's the first long one. Is that, can we get that as Maram Tarila? We should put it on the screen. Huh?
I'm sure they have it.
If you put the Rabban, if you don't mind, if you get the Rabban and say for Mrs. Shorash Aleph, the Masal Vahapliya, we can go through it much more carefully on the board, then we should be able to have a chance to see inside. So, I'm reading meanwhile on the footnote of the Ra'ah 103, the Sefer Brachos Daf Yud Dalet. And he quotes that many Gedolim reject the Rabban utterly. The Megillas Esther on the side, the Shagas Aryeh, Simon Samach Tes. And he tells you other places to look. Rabosai, there is a problem. The Gemara, here's a very serious problem. The Gemara in Masechta the Brachos that I asked you to see is that we got some of the Gemara Brachos. They're always on the explain the Gemara. What the Gemara said Brachos is the very beginning. Third line in the Maram Kamos. I'm sure you all saw the Gemara. That was not this far, I hope. What does it say over there? I read you the Gemara. Brachas Rabbos say that Yud Dalid Amanav. The Gemara says as follows. Bahal of a Megillah Mal Shiafsik. What's the Shaila? The Mishnah said, the famous Mishnah Brachas. Shal Me'ayira, Meshim Me'akavah by Kriyashma. Armina, Kavach Omer, Kriyash Madaraisa Posek Hal Rabbanon Riboya Odilma Persumanisa Adif Amalei Posek Vien Bekachlo. So what do you have over here? A number of very important Yesodas. Hal Rabbanon, Klor. And Persumanisa applies apparently to Halo, at least to some extent. Thank you, Vaplia. Vaplia.
It wasn't a paragraph starting. Does anybody know how to type in Hebrew? Just find it.
Vaplia should be the first word of a paragraph. Not in this.
I didn't see it.
Really? It's very surprising.
Maybe I passed it over.
Vav hey pei lamed yud aleph hey. Vaplia. Okay, we'll try to find it. So the Gemara seems to say that Hal on the Chanukah is the Rabbanon. So the question becomes, which the Rabban doesn't have to contend with, the Rabban claims. Found it? Vapliya
Shamar
Harav. Vapliya, yeah. Okay. Great, thanks. Is it big? Can you see this? We're going to get a little bigger. Bigger?
Yes.
Bigger, please. Okay, great.
Find it again.
Yeah, lost it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Fatli is the first word of it.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you. So is it big enough now? Are the characters big enough to be able to read from the back?
Yeah.
I'm sure. First things first. So the Ramban is going to say that the Din D'Oraisa going to be stuck with a problem with the Gemara and the Mefurish. How the Rabbanon? Let's go. Can't see the board.
It's
okay, that's going to be a problem the Rabban is going to have to contend with. Before we read the Rabban, let me just read you. See, we happen to be in the footnote over here. As I said before, now he quotes a Sefer HaParadeis. Listen to his words. The Gabe Kriya Shema Yeshlo Parsha Yedua Batorah. Kori Lahala de Rabbanon Afal Pishu Minatorah. There's a very beautiful pshat in the Gemara that quotes the Sefer HaParadeis. When it says in the Gemara, Kriya Shema Daraisa Mafsik, Hala de Rabbanon Miboya, it meant as follows. By Kriya Shema is a Parsha Yedua Batorah. It's a text. Parsha Kriya Shema is a text, which is a Daraisa, like a text. And still your maps middle of the text from the Urim Kavod. Hamishmos Ohala, which is the Rabbanim, means the text of the Rabbanim. David Melech first composed it. You know the Chiyuv is Minatara. This is quoted over here from the Sefer HaParadeis and the footnote 103. Okay, with me so far? If you learn this Pshat Rabosai, then it's very possible that Hal is Doraisa in the Gemara Brachos Yudal. All it means is the text is not Doraisa, as opposed to Kriyishma, the text is Doraisa. So it's a Sefer HaParadeis. With me? The Ra'ah himself, this is a footnote. The Ra'ah himself suggests as well that Hallel is Doraisa. The Nusach is the Rabbanah. So presumably, he also means the same as the Sefer HaParadeis. The contrast between Kriyashma and what? And Hallel is. The Chiyuv of both is Doraisa, but the text of Kriyashma is Doraisa. And the text of Hal is the Rabbanah. Presumably they're all means what they're to say. Rabbanah states explicitly, one more time, Krishma Yishol Parash Yidua Batorah, the text is the Raisa. Korah Hal the Rabbanah, Nafal Pishu Ben HaTorah, the text is the Rabbanah. This is what the Barah presumably means as well. With me so far? Makes a lot of sense, and the question of course is going to become, if this is such a good teretz, why didn't the Rabban give this teretz? The Rabban is wrestling with this problem against a different teretz. Let's take a look at the Rabban. So give my call, please. Okay, Rabbi Osai, let's move. Vapliya sha'omer harav zatzav. Vis bonein vis... Whoa. Okay, I ain't doing it. I'll get it. Is it? His bone of his spell hath not shed a creas house, she beah for David, Lakel, Shemosha, Abedon, Tivanu, Bob. That's the Rambam's question. Gam be'ena yipole mama harav. I don't understand the Rav is the Rambam. I don't understand what the Rav is the Kash against the Bahag. I don't understand the Rambam at all. Shehu atzma mona b'mitzvahs l'spalavo shenem elavatim et Hashem elokeichem b'chol levavchem v'b'chol nafshachem. V'yodua ki b'talmud omen todir many times tefillah the Rabbonim u'b'furash arba brachas lamed gimel anshe k'nes ta'gadol atikto lehem l'yisrael brachas k'dushas v'abdolos. Elohim espalim kol echad v'yachad kibitzachas l'shono v'chokh mosok v'bir ravzal kol zev perkvish nevos tefila omar mitzvah seseh l'espal v'chol yom abel ein minyan whoops ha'tefilos v'lo mishna ha'tefila azos v'na torah z'kwon rambo g'nayim b'osh rabbeinu ad ezra v'ezra v'ez dino ondo v'hitiknu shmona esrei brachos eshiyuk aruchos v'fikol v'tia tefila z'loshon ha'alogim. The guys who are shvach, they don't know how to speak too well. Shleima ketfilas baal loshen bedaberes kedolos hatzacha v'chein tiknu minyan atfilos k'minyan akarbanos kol zeh kosev harab loshen meruvach. He likes the Rambam. He likes the Rambam. He gives him a compliment. You know, it's a kiss of death. So if the compliment, the Rambam is so right, why can't the Bahak say the same thing? Hal is the Raisa. But the text is with the Rabbana. He loves the Rambam. In Kain Lama, you spali al halal shenitstav and lemoshe v'sina. Sheyomu yisro b'moadem shira lekel. Shotzi emi mitzrayim v'kor lehem esayam v'vdilem v'doso bod dovim v'tikin lehem esahalal kazeh. Kadei sheyashiru bo. Pchen ashir shemim mikdash v'na Torah v'divri omer. Erech edik ashir v'peh v'shir v'akev esakormim. Hula David, Moshe Besachas Tovia, Ashir Shavuos Mikdash Berishon Ayomim, etc. Can I remember Birchas Hamazon? Your example, right? Shuvadim in that Torah, Moshe Tikanim Birchas Hazan, Shuvah Tikan Birchas Haras, Shlomo Tikan Bodi Mishalayim. Uchula Neimat Ben Torah, Avon Tzavinim in that Torah, Shin Nevarach Echad Achar Achilah Seinu Kolechem Kipi Daito. Kinen Birchas Binyamin Raya, Shama Brich Rachmon and Mordai Pita. Ubo Neviyah, Betiklu that Nusach Metukan Aloshen, Betzach Amalitza. V'shanina bo anachnu od begolos u'malchus peis avim v'shichecha mehera tachzimena l'mkoma v'tibani v'shalayim v'kotshecha ki o'inyan tikin shlomo beis dino v'zalosh v'fiz manam y'omer. And Shlomo didn't say bring us back to Beis HaMikdash. He already had a Beis HaMikdash. Obviously we played with it and then we added to the text. V'chei ma'ashom o'nachnu b'shabcha bo l'kel yisal kachu. He doesn't understand the Rambam at all. It's a good question. Who knows Pshat in the Rambam? Who knows Pshat in the Rambam? What does Rambam want from the Rambam? He himself said the exact same Yisod, the Rambam, in the Chos Tefillah, verbatim, word for word, the same exact thing. What in the world does he want from the poor Bahag? Yes, Ma.
Just a question earlier. The Rambam said, "Hine ledaito tsarish and abarish v'nemach mitzvah."
Sarasam or Tsarka?
I had heard Sarasam.
Sarasam?
Yeah.
Whoa. What are the gears that we had over here? Did I read Tsarkam? Go back. Where is it? What does it say over here? What's that word?
Sarkam.
But why should we play around? I brought with me the Franklin Rambam, the authoritative edition. See what he says. It's very important to know what is it the Gemara said. I thought it should be Sarkam. But we'll see soon. It's another edition. Let's see. Shoresh Rishon. Haplia, there we go. wall. The ace tsar come. Tsar was a typo. It's important because
it makes more sense.
Yeah. It has to be that way because the Ramban himself will argue with the Ramban is moda as in the midst of the rice of base tsar. So he's assuming that any tsarach doesn't mean a tsar. Tsarach, you have to eat. That's not considered to be an ace tsar in the sense of a war or something like that. You know, you need to eat, you need to be healthy, you need to whatever your regular needs. Okay, I'm glad we can clarify that. Although the truth is, I should look on the side where they have different texts. Oh, what page? Oh, I lost the page already. Oh, come on. Sorry, it wasn't. Oh, here it is. Remind me, it's page Lamed Beis. Because I lose it again. Tsar come, and Shinun is false. No Shinun is false over here. Maybe in the back. No. But this is supposed to be like a scientific edition. Huh? In the back, maybe? I don't see anything. Whatever. I'm not going to spend too much time. Tsar come is a better text, if you ask me. Again, so I'm looking for an answer. I don't have a good answer. Why did the Rambam ask the kashya against the Bahag when he himself is exactly the same thing by Tfilah? That's the Ramban's question against the Rambam's question against the Bahag. Doesn't mean that the Bahag is right, but it means that the question the Rambam asks is a plea. Rambam calls a plea on the Bahag, and Rambam says a plea on the Rambam. What's the question? The question doesn't begin. Right. Right there, both sides, where are we? Lost this wall, where are we? Ubilvad Zesh and the Rabbi Matmiya Bezeshim Rayash, you are Ms. Nora Mela Bishalahalo Shazel, the Dovet. Avashem and the Moshe Abainway, what's feeling Moshe Shalokim? Bachadas and Ms. Nora Mishimo, Kizet Sever Tilas Machu and Mikol Hashiva Shanema Bisrael. Ruach HaKodesh, V'chachom HaMiyachzim in L'Odom HaRishon, Avram Avinu, K'mo Shehuska, B'Gemara P'sochim, B'Astrid, Af Yudal, and B'Hal Z'atzmo, is Kiyu HaChachom HaShein on the Dov, and Arbu Shom HaPerek Av Epsochim, we just saw, Hal Z'mi HaMoro, Moshe V'Yisrael, Amru, B'Shah Shah Avdom HaYam, whole discussion, we're going to all the Pratim over here, okay, let's skip this for the moment, Ranu ala halo b'meishen einon a mafurish b'halo shel shkidas ha-pesach v'achiloso v'halo shel netilas lulov doraisa v'rishon de pesach v'atzeres v'chol elu ein lonu raya shehei midireya. Maybe it's doraisa. He's not saying the Bahag is right, but we can't disprove it. V'kva amu v'gemara tainis chav chesem in beis halo de rosh chodesh lav doraisa u'mashmo zeh. Tonight's Rosh Chodesh, right? Tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. How do you like that? The Gemara is Halal Rosh Chodesh is not Doraisa. So the Ramban can derive from here that Halal the other days is a Taka Doraisa. Pilei Plon. Uva Mesechas Erech and Yudah Mebeis. Doshabo. Hashir Yeh Lachem Kilei Lizkar Eshchak. Laila Hamakudosh Lachag. Ton Shira. What's Ton Shira. She'ena makudosh l'chag, ena ton shira. Has to be a holy day. V'yaf al pi shezeh v'dibbe kabbalahu. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct? Ava yomar anavi, ki yashiru l'kela moshia osa miyad sancherev. When Chizkiyo HaMelech was saved, when all the 185,000 soldiers died in one night, that was Pesach night. Kasher hei mishorim, b'leil iskad ishchag, b'leil achil ispapesach. Shahayim Mishar Mikol Godel Kamosh Shabbat Pesachim Pehei Kazayis Pischa V'Halela Poka Igra. Look it up yourself. Pay him in base. That means the hal was so loud that the roof fell in. Doesn't mean literally. It means it was such a loud voice that, you know, I could feel that the roof was falling in. Yo, the movement of the ram. Oh, here's another question. If it howls all to the Rabbanon, Lama Yit Marav Yossi, Evsha Shachtu Yisraelas Pischeim, for the Amru Shira, not Los Lovei, Lamu Halal, we just saw it before. Follow Dovah Amaro, Kadivri Arav, Vu Beis Dino Tiknu, O Bezin Shalach Reim, Tiknu also Al Pesach Valalula, Vakevin Shik Tekoni, Ein Lol Rav Yossi, Kusha Al Misha Yitem, Osa Takon, the Dovah Amar Halal, O the Bezin Achram. The mere what's it was? That's such a big cash. Efsha Yisrael. Yeah, it's Efsha. What is Efsha? How's the Rabbana? Havala Rosh, Yachas, also Lachik Nesakadola, Shemitak and Tvilas of Rochas. Al Koponim, Yomu, Shahalel, Zatzmo, Muktam, the David, Vanir, the Ram, Shemanat, Torah. He really thinks so. Not just he's defending the Bahag. He really thinks so, apparently. Kavosha Pirashti. What's the source? Here's the problem. Rabbos said, very easy to make up the Rises. But we have no right to do so. We have to have a pasuk in Chumash, right? That's something. You just can't make it up out of the clear blue sky. Where does the Holy Torah say? Where? Where does the Torah say after you have to say Halam of the Rice? Where does it say it? It's two choices. First choice. The year. Where am I? Here we go. The year. Halacha l'moshe misinei. We got the Rosh Hashanah. Hey, Lamed Mem. Halacha l'moshe misinai. Well, that's easy. There's nothing to say anywhere. Put the promise around, Bam made it up. There's nowhere in Shas that it says halacha l'moshe misinai. It's hard to make things up out of the clear blue sky. Oh, shubichlal ha-simcha shenitztavinu ba k'mo shekosu v'yom simchaschem v'mo'adeichem v'rosh chodshechem v'schanda v'chatzot v'yos al-oseichem v'zifre shalmechem kolikar ha-shira b'peh u'kli l'psume kolahu. So there's no real din of halal on Rosh Chodesh. It's only a minute. But in the other Yom Tov, it's a real din. Bishum Simcha. That's what the Shagasari goes bazooties about this. Shagasari and Simon Sam of Tess. He really lays it into the Rambam. How can you say such a thing? How can you say Bishum Simcha, but Bishum Simcha, that women should be chayav, because women are chayav in Simcha, and women are putter from Halal Gemara, says the Masechet Sukkah. He really gives them a hard time. Shagas Ari Simon Samach Tes. He's not happy with this teretz. He rejects the Rambam. But okay, Rambam is a Rishon. He's allowed to say what he wants. B'shem Masechet Erech and Yidal, Omru Minaya Likashir Min HaTorah Mehocha, Tachat HaShal Alvat HaShem Lekech B'Simcha V'Tu Leva. Ezu avoda shehi b'simcha v'tuv leva. Have a yom ezu shira. And kein efshe shenidrosh b'yomim tovim shekosav simcha v'nisrabu kominei simcha shetei tashira michlola. How do you like that? He wanted a halas d'oraisa, not al chmosh v'sinai. That's the first teretz. Second teretz included in the lashon of simcha. So what Rabbo said, when is there simcha? When is there simcha? Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. That's simcha. Is it Simcha and Chanukah? What do you say? Oh, very good. So it says the Rabban is false. Abel Mishani b'Maseches Brachos Daf Yudal at Amru b'Halal Megillah Ma'al Sheyafzik Mi'Aminu Kriyas Shema D'Oraisa Posek Hal D'Rabban Lo Kol Shekain O Dilma Persume Nisan. Hey, Zemare Shehu B'Devrayim. I also have a big problem with this Rabban. Why didn't he give the Ra'az Terence? Rabban was the Rebbe, he was the Talmud. The Talmud is so smart, and he even quotes it from his Rebbe. Cain, Hora, Mimori, Rabbeinu Zav. Who are Rabban? Yes, and Rabban is the one who says that it possibly is the Raisa. But he doesn't say the lumpness of the Ra'ah, that when it says over here, Nusach Shalom Ad Rabban. But why wouldn't the Rabban accept that as a beautiful terrace? He gives a different terrace. What's the Rabban's terrace? Abel Efshar, Shayadei, Chanukah, excuse me, Ayamei, Chanukah, Vayomim, Shein, Ayochim, Gomer, Sahalo, Nema, Kumoshechil, Kachaka, Memer, with the Smuchel, and Brochus. Wait a second. Did he back out now? Only halal on chilas pesachim and chilas luv is daraisa. What about halal on the first day of Pesach and the first day of Shavuos? Right? What about that? There's no korban Pesach. There's no chilas lulav. All of a sudden, it seems like I'm having cold feet. Rabbi said, "How do you look, Shadon Ramban?" Till now, he was assuming. I thought that whatever it's part of halacha should be seen as part of simcha, so it would apply for the entirety of Yom Tov. So Chanukah, there are bar, no simcha. Okay, I understand that. But now he's talking about only b'shas achilas Pesach and achilas lulav. Hey, what's going on? Did Rabban back out? I'm asking, how do you look b'shas Rabban? You all saw Rabban. Is he backing out the last minute and saying, although I started off trying to demonstrate that it's always the raisa, I'm backing out and withholding my remarks and limiting them to only two cases. Shechitas HaPesach and the Tzilas Luv. That is the Gemara's Lashon. Efshi Yisrael Shofta Pescheim not middle of Edom Shira. And that was one of his risings that did the rise. But I'm going to be otherwise. So maybe it's not. So there are three possibilities of Osan. Either Halal is the rise or Yom Tov. So the Rabban started off by saying Allah Moshe B'Sinah Osimcha. Then he backs out and says Halal is the rise only when? Only Shechitas HaPesach and the Tzilas Halulah. She is a Rambam. But Halal is always the Rabbanah. There's no such thing as Halal the Raisa whatsoever. Yes, sir.
I mean, is it possible the Rambam is just like these are just examples?
Could be.
Because he brought Raya's like that the Kazesa and then the Halelia with
Paka Igra.
So that Halela is clearly not talking about the Pesach.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent question. But the Gemara that he... So Rabbi said, there's three halals in Pesach. Shechitas HaPesach, Pesach night, and Pesach day. Here he seems to write only the one about Shechitas HaPesach is the rice, which is Erev Pesach in the daytime. That's what it sounds like from the last... Actually, as Achilas HaPesach. Where'd that come from? Achilas HaPesach is at night. Achilas Tzachem, where did that come from? Remember we had the Gemara and Kuf Yud Zayin, Rabbi Osai? What did Moshe say in Kuf Yud Zayin? The Rabban quoted it before. Didn't the Rabban quote it before? We have it over here. Yes. Where's he quoted? Hello. Eshi Yisrael. Shachtu es bischeim enomim hala. Not achlu. Shachtu. The shechit is a mefurish of Mishnah. Rabbi Osai, take a look at the Mishnah, page daf samach dalet, if I'm not mistaken. Take a look at the samach dalet of an aleph, please. A whole discussion of the Mishnah on samach dalet of an aleph about the shechitas haPesach. A whole story. It goes all the way to Amud Beis. A lengthy description of Shechitas HaPesach. On the seventh or eighth wide line, it says, "Karo es ahala, im gamru shanu, im shanu shilshu, afal pishlo shilshu yameim. If you don't remember yameim, shal kat shlishis, lo igiyu li ahav tik yishma Hashem, v'sha abam buat." The third group was small, they didn't get past ahav tik yishma Hashem. Wait a minute, they stopped in the middle? Sounds like they stopped in the middle halal. In my short test reform, they stop in the middle halal. What is this? And know what it says in the Mishnah? What it says? In any event, talking about Shechitas HaPesach.
Does it mean they stopped, or they finished the Shechitas HaPesach at that point in time?
Ah, then they finished it. You think? Could be. Could be. That's not the push-up shot. But in any event, the Ramban switched the midstream without telling us from Shechitas HaPesachim to Achilas HaPesachim. And Rabbi Osai, maybe that's the Ramban, what the Rad meant. The Rad meant, Hosam Halal Shal Asiyas Mitzvah Lo Katani. Why? It doesn't count Halal Shal Shechitas HaPesachim. So maybe he's assuming a new concept called Halal on Achilas HaPesachim. Where does it come from? The Ramban. This is a Chiddush Nifla. Hal and Achilas Pesach. Where does it say in Shas? Where is it in Shas? We have to know from Shas.
I mean that Gemara in Pei.
Okay, let's take a look at Pei Hei and see what it says there. Very good. Let's see what it says. Pei Hei. Pei Hei is a Gemara which is quoted, if you recall, by the Ramban. Where is it? Sochim Pei Hei Amid Beis. Kazayas Pischa. Let's take a look. Pei Hei Amid Beis. What does it say? The last line, Pei Hei Amid Beis. Kazayasa Pischa Vahalela Poka Igra. What does that mean? Rashi, last two Rashis. Kaburas Gedolos Sayodimnin Al Shalom. Hoya Pesa Magia Lecholechat Kim Kazayas Mina Pesa. Vahalela Poka Igra. Last Rashi. Lekol Hamula Sa'amo Me'ahalo. Domin Ki'ilu Agagin Mizbakim. Shiromim halal al ha-pesach in etnana kamon harishin ton halal al-chilasa. Oh, so where does it come from? It's a Mishnah. Any other source? Sadi hey man al. Take a look. Sadi hey man al. Pesach rishin, pesach sheni. It's a difference. Harishin ton halal ba-chilasa. There is a halal on achilas psachim. A Mishnah of Hereshes. Maybe that's the mitzvah that Ron's referring to over here. We're talking about halal pesach. Mitzvah, what mitzvah? Maybe it's a mitzvah of achilas pesach. Even today we no longer have a chilas pesach. We still have the halal. That's what's left over. Perhaps. Kerabos said we spent some time so far discussing this Ramban and the Ra'ah, but no one answered my question. Why didn't the Ramban give a different answer to his question from Yudal Brochus? He should have given his Talmud's terms, namely the text of Krishma is the Raisa. The text of Paul is the Rabbanon. They all gave that teretz. The Sefer, what do we call it? The Sefer who? Sefer Paris gave that teretz. So why, if the Rabbanon is so smart, he's really as smart as his Talmud, why did he give that teretz? Why was he forced to limit it to a case of Chanukah? Of course, it is true, the Pashpah and the Gemara in Brochas Daf Yudalid says as follows. Bahal of the Megillah. We know the partner of Purim is Chanukah. That's two derabbanan de gedinim, and it also says Pirsumei Nisa. Now is halal on Pesach Pirsumei Nisa, Shavuos, Sukkot. What do you say? Rabbi, I'm asking a Charlotte. Halal first day Shavuos, halal on Sukkot, halal on Pesach in the morning. Is that Pirsumei Nisa or not?
No.
So if it's not Pirsumei Nisa, there'll be a riot to the Rabban's teretz. That's a halal. Is it talking about halal of Chanukah? So it could be very nice. Rabban is in effect not saying a chiddush on his own, which he's sort of stuck with. That's the norm of pshat is that way, and that's why I didn't give the teretz of the ra'ah, because his teretz is better. He says it pretty tentatively. He doesn't say it so. He says like this. Efsha shal yemei Chanukah va'yomim she'er yochel gomer esahalal nema moshe chilko achakav begemer esasmuchel odim et megillah shalom avahal ba'chilas p'tochem v'tilas lulav. And we think maybe even the first day Pesach, second, first day Shavuos, and 7 days of 8 days of Sukkot, maybe it could be a Daraisa. Maybe, not sure. The kids said this is the Ramban. So I had a teretz as to why the Ramban didn't give the teretz of the Ra'ah to this such a great teretz, right? The text is the Daraisa by Krishma. The text is the Rabbanon when it comes to Hala. Is it a great teretz? Why did Rabban give it? I had an idea, but the idea is suspect. My idea was as follows. Rabbi Sai, how much of Krishma is Daraisa? How much Krishma is Daraisa? Three long parshas. How much of Krishma is Daraisa? Who knows? Yeah.
How many aspects? I mean,
that's a quantitative, don't give me fancy. A quantitative question. How much? Yes. That's a good answer. How many shitas are there altogether?
Take your pick.
At least what? At least four, correct. What are the four?
First
pasuk. First pasuk.
First
parasha.
First
parasha. First second parasha. First, second, third parasha. Excellent. There are at least four. Could be even more.
Don't so like in the Gemara, doesn't they cut off halfway through? Like,
after the first parasha, it could be pshat.
Like, in the middle of the first parasha.
That's correct. I said it's at least four. Could be more than four. Rabbo said the Ramban is of the opinion that only the first pasuk of Shema is Daraisa. Before Rabban and Rosh Hashanah, he goes beyond that. He says that beyond beyond the first pasuk. It's not called Krishma at all. It's like the rest of the Siddur. Tefillah. It's not called Krishma at all. That being the case, Rabbi also make the following suggestion. I'll ask you a shayla. If someone stops you in the middle of Krishma, the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hi, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? Now what? What's it did? What's it did? Why not? Ne'ira. It's your Rebbe, it's your father. Right. Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, based upon Yerushalmi, I believe, but you cannot be mafsik in the middle of the first pasuk no matter what. Impossible. Not even Yira, not even Kovet. Impossible. Oh. That being the case, the Teret's not going to work. Because if you're in, if the only time that you're mafsik is after the first pasuk, and only the first pasuk is Daraisa, so you can't say Krishma Daraisa means the text is Daraisa, Hala Darabanan, the text is Darabanan. It's not true. Even when it comes to Krishma, the text is only the Darabanan. Because you only be mafsik after the word Echad. After the word Echad, the text is the Rabbanan. That could be a pshat why the Rabban did not give the answer that is Talmud the Ra'ah and the Sefer HaParadis gave. It's a great answer. It's a beautiful answer. It just doesn't work. Because if you hold on to the first pasuk is Daraisa, so then, and you can't be mafsik until the first pasuk, so you must talk about after the first pasuk. After the first pasuk, it's no longer the text Daraisa. So you can't say the Shema text is Daraisa and the Hal text is the Rabban. Must be that the hal, the shema is the rise, and the whole hal from the beginning to the end is only the rachiv of the rabbon. Must be to manchanek only. Ad kan the rambar. That was my chap. I thought it was great. Valdik, yes.
I lost a little bit why we have to differentiate between kriyashma and
the gemara is the mefurash brachas of yedal. Kriyashma the rise supposed say hal the rabbon lo koshkein. Odilma presume nisod. That's the whole gemara. That's the whole gemara. He quotes it over here. It's right over here in front of your nose. Look here. Brachas Yudal. Halo Megillah Masha Yafsik. Mi Amina Krishma Daraisa Posek Halo Yabar Lo Koshkein. Odin Pesu Minisar. That's the Gemara. It's right in front of you. It's in front of your nose. We just read it. It's on the screen. So there. So why can we say that the text by Krishma, that's exactly what they're what the Sefer HaParadis said, what they're all seems to imply. The text of Krishma is Daraisa and the text of Halo is Rabbanan. But both Chiyumah Daraisa. So Rabban, I said, can't say that because he was only the first pasuk of Shema is Darais. He can't be master first pasuk. After the Rabban, no longer is there a text Darais. What's my problem, Rabban? I realize afterwards. The Ra'ah also holds that only the first pasuk is Darais. The first. Oh, man, this ruins my whole teretz. The Ra'ah, sorry to bring the bad news. I thought it was a great teretz for years. It was a fantastic teretz. But I discovered that there are the previous daf. How much the previous daf? This is as follows. On daf Yud Gimel. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Nafkinan Baki de Krishma Daraisa. One pasuk. Yet the Ra'ah himself, despite the fact that it's only one pasuk Daraisa, and presumably the Ra'ah would have to agree with that Yerushalmi, that he came in mafstik in the middle of the first pasuk. Nonetheless, he insists on giving his teretz, or so it would appear he gives his teretz, that Krishma Daraisa Rabosai, Krishma Daraisa is the text, and Hala the Rabbanan is the text. But this problem is, what do you do? The text is not. What do you do? Good cash. The truth of the Shagas already asks this question. Shagas Aryeh asks, in Simon Aleph, the very first Simon, the famous Simon of Shagas Aryeh, how can it be that only the first pasuk is Daraisa? We pass the Narachayim Simon, Simon of Sebalph. You know, Mafsik, the first Birak of the first pasuk, must be referring to the case after you finish the first pasuk, and still it's called Krishma Daraisa. What a great kash. What a great kasha. It's a great kasha, no?
Maybe just repeat it one more time?
Sure. Shagasari Simon Aleph. You can't do better than that. First Simon Shagasari. How can the Ramban say that only the first pasuk of Shema is Daraisa. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says Kriya Shema Daraisa Posek. What do you mean the Daraisa Posek? In the middle of the first pasuk, you're not Mafsik. After it's only the Rabbana. What a great kasha. This is Shagas Aryeh. Rabos, it's not a plain Jew. Shagas Aryeh, Simon Aleph. Are you surprised that this kasha is so great? The famous Shagas Aryeh. Ah, the God of Ador. Of course it's a good kasha. Does it mean there's no terrorists? We don't believe in that. We're not going to say the Rabban is wrong. Just because Shagas Aryeh kasha, you have to give a terrorist of some sort. So there is a terrorist. Not my terrorist. I have no terrorists. I read you a terrorist from this from the Netziv. The Netziv, in his Pirush in the Shultus, Simen Nun Gimel, Siv Katan Dalid. This is this very question. Krishna Kabbalah Salam Shamayim, the whole story. So, the quotes over here. Please. Whoa. So how many pages is this? This goes on. Oh boy. Goes on. Five pages. Some in the middle of this. He has his kasha. He gives a teretz. I know what the teretz is, but someone I find to get to the limb. I'll try to find it as I'm talking to you. So try like this. And the Tzimazi is so godel over here, which is elaborated upon by the Poskim and other places as well. He's like this. Once there is a Chiyuv Doraisa, even if it's a minimal Chiyuv, Rabosai, a minimal Chiyuv, if you extend it, it's called a Din Doraisa. Oh, this is as follows. Quote the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha. Please. I'm sorry, I'm just not finding it right now. Let me just tell you that's about Tarsha Baal Peh. I'll try to find it inside. Rabosai, once there exists a Chiyuv Daraisa of Krishna, which could be fulfilled minimally with one pasuk, you decide you're going to read the entire parsha. If you decide you're going to read the entire parsha, you have a right to extend and expand upon a mitzvah Daraisa and give it the extension of status of a Daraisa as well. So Kriya Shema Daraisa Posek means, no, the third Pasuk, the fourth Pasuk, that's called Kriya Shema Daraisa. Why? Dafila, I'm going to read you the Lashon of the Netziv. It's page Shin Mem Gimel, those who want to look it up later on, the very top, the second line. Dafila l'deyezu sheyotzen min ha-Torah v'Pasuk Rishon, mikomagam kol shakava v'dayto ligmar v'oso pan, hari ha-kol mitzvah min ha-Torah. He quotes the Lechem Mishnah, it says that. And the Ron says by Sukkah, if you add walls, all considered to be one. It says Chagiga, it can be one carbon, you bring many, it's all part of the Daraisa. All three parshas is also Daraisa. Now you understand, Brachas of Yudalid, Krishma Daraisa Posek, doesn't refer to the first Posek, can't be. Has to be on the first Posek. Right? So what's going on? Kash and the Shagas Aryeh? No! The Iker is one pasuk, but when you add it, Nasu Hakol Min HaTorah. This is the Chiddush Nifla of the Netziv on page Shin Mem Gimel and Simen Nun Gimel Sukkot Dalet. I believe the Stipler and Brach has a whole piece about this. When we say it, when we don't say it, that's the Teretz. With me so far? Now wait a second. If that's the case, so why can the Rabban say that? Wait a second. So if this is true, so why the Rabban say this Teretz all over again? Krishma daraisa posek, because the text is daraisa. Sure, minimally the text is one pasuk, but if you extend it, Rabosai, it's all considered to be part of the Krishma. So therefore, that's Krishma is a text from daraisa, even though it's not mandatory. Halal, the entire text is the Rabbanan. Such a good teretz. So if that's such a good teretz, based upon the Nativ, why didn't the Rabban give that teretz? So my guess is that the Rabban is going to hold that if we're going to say Krishma daraisa posei, because it's a kiyum beyond the first pasuk, so that text is daraisa, is a kiyum. Halal derabanan, where the entire text is derabanan. It's still a kiyum daraisa. For some reason, the Ramban is assuming that the Gemara is saying the entire chiyuv of Hanukkah is purely the Rabban. Yeah.
Maybe the Rabban didn't accept it because if continuing past the first pasuk is akim deraisa, so that's only anything you finish. You can just stop where you are and you'll have akim deraisa, but it's not considered hefsek because it's not. You don't have to keep going.
Yeah, but the Tzibah the Lashon is you plan to go further. Remember, Lashon said you plan to go. Read the whole first parsha for them. After three pesukim, I stop. But be in the middle of what I had planned, which would presumably all be considered nichla in the daraisa. So presumably the Ramban is going to hold. What do you mean? Is the key of daraisa? Halal is also a key of daraisa. So you can't say krishma daraisa with respect to the nusach. Because why? In respect to both the key of daraisa and the nusach, and the no key of daraisa. The Ramban didn't like that teretz. And there are, oh, for some reason, did like the teretz. I guess he holds that when it comes to Shema, since you started with the Achi of Daraisa, it's all Nichol and Achi of Daraisa name, some kind of it's treated that way, as opposed to Hal. But whatever. Adkan, this Nikud. Now, Rabosai, we have to get to the main point for today, which is what is the Psak? Is halal the rice or is halal the rabbonim? So of course, now we talk about psak. We look at the Rambam. Obviously, the Rabban is arguing with the Rambam stark. The Rambam is going to hold that halal is completely the rabbonim. That is true. Let's read the Rambam inside. You probably saw the Rambam. I'll read it to you inside, Rabosai. And then we'll see how the Mefarshim understand the Rambam and if there are any exceptions to the Rambam's rule. It's in Perek Gimel and Hilchos Chanukah Halacha Vav. Eight days of Sukkot, 8 days of Chanukah, first day Pesach, first day Shavuos. That's it. That is 18. That's it. All the Rabban. Says the Ravid. Wow! Yesh Masei Midivrei Kabbalah Hashir Yalachem Kileel Iskad Ishchag. Where does it say that? Yeshaya Lamed Choftes. Rabosai. This is a very serious question. There are those who maintain that Hal on Chanukah is the Rabbanan. But Hal on Yontif is the Arayis. That's the Ramban Shita. We just got to seeing it. The Gemara in the question against the Rambam and others says in Tainus Chav Ches, we saw it before. We saw it over here. The Ramban quoted it. Where's the Ramban? Here it is. Halo de Rosh Chodesh Lav de Araisa. Umashmoze, to be Yavim Shahayochet Gomer and Sahalel, who de Araisa means even Chanukah. That's in the Akash against the Ramban too. Ramban himself had to say at the very end of Chanukah the Rabbanon, but the implication of the Gemara in Tainus Chav Ches is only Rosh Chodesh the Rabbanon. That's the question the Lecha Mishnah asks over here. The answer is as follows. No. When it says in Tainus Chav Ches Lav Daraisa, doesn't mean it has no smach at all in Torah law. But the others are called min HaTorah because the smach min Divrei Kabbalah or Nevi'im Tiknu L'mahala B'chol Tzara Havik Tzasmach, as Rashi says over here. Otherwise, you say Rosh Chodesh is so weak. Rosh Chodesh is so weak. It's not even, it's just a minig v'yalma. That's what it means, lav daraisa. But the others are also not daraisa in the literal sense. That's the Lecha Mishnah's answer to this question. Okay, fine. So Rabbi will say, so far, let's make a quick summary. What do we have so far? According to the Rambam, all hallows the Rabbanon. According to the Ramban, Hal and Yontiv is Daraisa, why either Halach Moshe Misinai or part of the Mitzvah of Simcha. Hal and Chanukah is the Rabbanon, before Shigemar and Brachas on Daf Yud Dalet. One might argue, as the Ra'ah seems to say, that Hal and Chanukah is also Daraisa. Also Daraisa. Aye, the Rabbanon means the text is the Rabbanon. And by Kriyashma, the text is Daraisa. I have the problem with the Shagas. Okay, we'll finesse it somehow or other. The Ra'ah's going to finesse it. Okay, fine. So far, so good? Yes, sir.
The Rambam doesn't say it's Dirabon. He says it's Divrei Sofer.
Ah. What does Divrei Sofer mean in Rambam speak? Good question.
I mean, if we want to keep the Rambam consistent with Sefer Mitzvahs, he probably means Dirabon.
No. Divrei Sofer is not a Furish in the Torah. You're correct. The rice is Divrei Sofer. The Rambam says that getting married with Kedusha Kesef is with Divrei Sofer. You all got married with Kedusha Kesef. He's only married with Rabbanah. What? You got married only with Rabbanah? Come on. So then the Mefarshim explained, it's not Mefarsh Bikra. It's a Darais. But over here, it sounds like it's purely Divrei Sofer in the sense of the Rabbanah with no basis in the Pasuk whatsoever. That's why the Ramban, the Ravid yells, there is a basis in the Pasuk. And we'll see soon, the Magad Mishnah is going to go to the Rambam, which we have to analyze. Okay, so far so good. It's going to push it slowly, slowly, slowly through the Makaros. So now, explaining that Halas the Rabban, he quotes more Brachas. That's the proof. Says the Magad Mishnah Pshat Nagamar Kufyu Zayin Man Aleph, as we started with. Neviim and Matakan Halal called Sorash and Nigolim Imenah. That's Takawat. We did a Neviim. So the Ravid is right, Rabbi Osai, that if you have a Tzorah and you're safe from it, it's the Midim and Neviim, like Sancheirim's Tzorah. Avol, look what he says. La'omro b'yomim kavuim idivreyemu. To say it on the yomim kavuim is purely. I, the Gemara in Erechon, quotes this pasuk of Ashir in that context of Yom Kippur. Nah, smachul adimyon, it's gonish. So we're both saying, what happened over here? The Magen Mishnah make a fundamental distinction between one and what? Yom Kippurim, calendar days when we say hello, and this brand new din. What's this brand new din? What is this brand new din anyway? What is this brand new din? The brand new din is what? Al called Sarah Vitsara Shenigolam Imeno. What does it mean? What does it mean called Sarah? But the Rashi means Chanukah. If the Magen Mishnah means Chanukah, that makes no sense. Because the Rambam is going on Chanukah. So, he seems to be defending the Rambam by saying the Ravid is not before Shem Pasuk by Halel. Yeah, that's Halel called Sarah Shenigolam Imeno. But Yom Kavuim is the Rabbonah, including Chanukah. But Rashi said, that Chanukah is not Yom is not Perigul. Perigul is called Tzara Vitzara. What's the Magen Mishnah talking about? Who knows? There's a new pshat in the Gemara, Rabbi Osai. A whole new pshat. a pshat different than we said until now. Totally different. And that pshat begins with the Bahag. You saw Rabbi Yonah, you know the Bahag. Rabbi Yonah quotes in Besat the Brachas, I guess you see it on the Maram HaKomis. Rabbi Yonah is... Can you get that on the board? Is that possible?
Yeah.
It should be. It's in the back of the riff. It's like a run. Official page. It's page Zion of the Days in their print. Wow. Trusted Gemara many years ago. Still works. Rabbeinu Yaakov Zal. Who's Rabbeinu Yaakov? Who's that? Rabbeinu Tam. It's the last two lines on page Zayin Beis in this print. The last two lines. There it is. Now I'll take the other page next. A second. Okay, everyone see it? Okay. Here's the Gemara. What's it say? Bahal Megillah Malshi Yafsik. Right, I said before, you know, Meira, Meakovah, discussion, Bracha, no Bracha. Shafil Yom Shen Gomer Mesahala, Yochad Chayav Levarech. This is the famous event of time you make a Bracha on Rosh Chodesh. That's what we do. The Dig Mehai, the Hocha, Shaos lifts up, the Sikha Betela. Mashama Yochad Lo Yasl, Lo Nemel, Hal de Rosh Chodesh, Kelsibo, Alakachwinyam. Iker Ahala Nitkan Al Kotsara Vitsara Shatabala. See, this is exactly what the Baka Mishnah said. The Iker Ahala has nothing to do with Yom Kavuim. Yom Kavuim is only the Tuffel Ahala. We're going next. Links. Magic. Every word is gold here. Shebishah Shehaya Lechol Yisrael Tzara. The Tumul the base management. What does Kol Yisrael mean? We'll discuss something then. Vaya Kadosh Baruch Hu Osa Imayim Neis Hayu Osim Yomtiv Vayu Omrim Halo Vayu Chayavin Levarech Al Kriyaso Afal Pi Shaloa Yugamim Oso. V'iker atakona lo'oysa l'b'nei sh'nasa l'chol Yisrael. D'chsiv. Chisavo melchom v'yaratzchem atzar atzor esnev ha'yosim v'chule. Avo b'nei sh'nasa l'yochid lo'eskinu lo'mar hala. Mash oma yochid lo'yaskil v'ataloma. Sh'nasa neis sh'lo b'knufyo l'chol Yisrael. When it wasn't the gathering of all of Israel. Lo'yaskil l'varech ala hala. V'im hischil l'birech mitchila chosen gam kein b'bracha. V'omad afil et tzibur nikru an yochid. V'chol heichad lo havi b'knufim d'chol Yisrael yochid nikru. V'chein nimtza kosel ba'al lochas gedolas. T'ene v'chas lula. U'b'faresh, d'may di omay hocha, yomim ish yochid gomer v'nes ahalel ratzaloma. Yomim ish atzibur gomer v'nes ahalel v'chein. Masham yomim ish ein yochid gomer ratzaloma. Shein atzibur gomer ish ein Hefresh Bahala ben Yochel the Tzibur, Shakol Nikwa Yochel. The Chihechi that Tzibur Mavarachan and Kriyas of Yom Shein Goverman, Hachanai Mavarachan Yochel. That's what he said. This is the whole Nupsha. Rabosai, if this Pshat of the Bahag is right, you have a whole Nupsha in our Gemara. A whole Nupsha. What's the key word in the first line here? Tzara. We can learn Pshat in our Gemara, Rabosai, not like Rashi. Rashi l'mshat na'gemara, what's called tzara, what? What did Rashi say? That was the first Rashi we saw, Kufyutan, we saw the shiur today. So why are we saying the shiur today? Why? What's today? Chanukah. The Rashi term means Chanukah. But not now, there's no. Chanukah is called Perek l'Perek. Yom Kavuim. Here we're discussing about a new chiyuv. A chiyuv had a new miracle transpired. All of Klal Yisrael is saved. There's just a brand new chiyuv, not recorded anywhere, because obviously we couldn't predict all the future of Klal Yisrael. Whenever something like this happens, Klal Yisrael should say hallel, because they were saved. That's called Tzara Vitzara. That's the Iker Hallel. That's what the Magen Mishnah said. I just read it to you. What did the Magen Mishnah say? One more time. Magen Mishnah says, Nevi'im, particularly called Tzara Shem Nigalim Imena, yeah, Aval Omer B'yabim Kvuin, Midiv Re'emu, including Chanukah. So the Magen Mishnah holds like the Rabbeinu Yonah from Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag, that called Perek, who Perek includes Chanukah. Rabbosai called Tzara Vitzara is not Chanukah, as Rashi said. Called Tzara Vitzara is what? New days, which will come up sometime in Jewish history when Klal Yisrael is saved. And whenever that happens, is this an obligation to say Hallel? Truth is, Bahag doesn't make it. Bahag doesn't say obligation, so they can say Hallel. But according to this we saw in Rabbeinu Yonah, this is an obligation to say Hallel. This being the case, we can make an unbelievable suggestion. The opposite of the Ramban in a certain way. The Ramban said that Hallel on Yomim Tovim is the Daraisa, and Hallel on Chanukah is the Rabbanan. Because Chanukah is not a Yad of Daraisa. There's no Lachim should be seen as by Chanukah. There's no Simcha of Daraisa by Chanukah, nothing. We can say Faket. Namely, what? Hallel on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos is the Rabbanan, as the Rambam seems to say. But Hallel on Tzaros is the Daraisa. Now, obviously, according to Rambam, it's not talking about Chanukah, because Chanukah is the Yomim Kavuin. But one could have said, and we'll see soon, someone did say, that Hallel on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos is the Rabbanan, Hallel on Chanukah is the Daraisa. Why? Because that was called Tzara v'Tzara. Like Rashi, according to this shot over here in the Magad Mishnah, no, how Chanukah is called Perek or Perek. The Rabbanan, not the main Hallel. But one could argue, like Rashi, Hallel is called Tzara Vitzara, it's a Din Daraisa on Chanukah, but not on Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos. It's the opposite of the Ramban. We have to love our Rabbanan. The Ramban says Hallel, Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos is Daraisa, and Chanukah is the Rabbanan. And there could be some other great rabbi who will say the other way around. Hallel Chanukah is the Raisa, Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos is the Rabbah. Who is this Rabbah? What's his name? Has to be a big man to fight with the Rabbah. So his name is the Chasam Sofer. And you may have seen, if you did the Maror Makomos, I guess you didn't get that far. This is the last Maror Makomos in the first piece. The Hamed Shel of the Netziv, Simen Chav Vav, Sivkaton Aleph. This is on page Kuf Samach Aleph in the standard print for those who want to look it up. Says the Netziv, as follows. Mitzvahs Chanukah Gamkein Ve'osa Shah Hoya Min HaTorah V'hashtu D'Rabbanan. What an amazing finish in the Netziv. Yes, it's true what we just saw. When you are redeemed from a tzara, at that very moment is a Chiyav Hal D'Raisa. Oz Yosha Moshe. They sang it then. Then they sang it. That's D'Raisa. But every anniversary is the Rabbanon. The law k'mashakos of Hagon v'tzadik chasam sofer. You're a day, Reish Lam and Gimel. The kviyas yomoech alaneis la'ola min ha-Torah u'mikav v'chom v'degulas mitzrayim. V'gam hala d'chanaka min ha-Torah k'mo ha-God of the Pesach. V'lo nira klal. It's wrong. Hala the Rabbanon. Chanaka the Rabbanon. Where did Chasam Sofer get it from? The famous Gemara in Megillah Yudalit. It's also on the Makaros. Gemara Megillah Yudalit says as follows. The Gemara there says that is a Kavachomer. Uma me'avdus l'cheiros amushira. Mimavas l'chaim lo kolshkein. So we should certainly be saying a Hallel on Purim. That's the most question. Let's say Hallel on Purim. Haman wanted to kill us. Paro only wanted to enslave us. So if he said Shirim, we're saved from being enslaved by Paro. Kavachom, we should say Hallel Shiro, and we were saved from Haman. The Gemara gives three answers. Who knows the Gemara's three answers? Three famous answers. It's on the Makaros twice. Yes. That's the Rambam's passage. Kriyas is Elulah. Megillah is Chanukah. Excuse me. Megillah is Hallel. Read Megillah is Hallel. Golos. We're in Golos. Not in Eretz Yisrael. Akati Avde Dachashverosh Anan. It was not a full Geula. After it was all over, we're still servants of Achashverosh. Three answers why there's no Hallel on Purim. So the Chasam Sofer, she says it's a Dindaraisa. It derived the Kal Vachomer from Shira Sayam. Shira Sayam is Daraisa, Pesukim of Feroshim, and Parshat B'Shala. Count as a Nitziv? No! The Nitziv says, is there a Chiyav Daraisa to say Oz Yashir on Shvi Shal Pesach today? Obviously, that's a Kriya Satara. No Chiyav Daraisa. No. No. There is no Chiyav Daraisa except for the moment of the miracle. Then it's a Daraisa. The subsequent years of the anniversary, there's no Chiyav Daraisa whatsoever. It's purely the Rabbon. Against the Gon and Tzadik Chas himself. That's what it says, right? Shultuch Avav, towards the end of Sinkot Aleph. Towards the end, not the end. Towards the end. You know what's going on? What the problem is, Rabosai, you know the Gemara Masechta Megillah, Daf Yudalet, I'm an Aleph, it's a long Gemara, I don't know if you saw, if you had a chance to look it up yet. The Gemara starts over, there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os. What did it say? Lo pichsu v'lo siru. They didn't add anything, they didn't subtract anything, they didn't add anything. Why do I add? Why did anything? Why don't the rabbis like to add things? Why? So aside from that, what's the problem of adding things? Baltosif. Baltosif, Rabosai. Baltosif. Baltosif. Says in the Tziv, L'doros ein element of Rabbanon, who mikoma gom lo mikri shol sifu mitzvah saseh. Why? Kevan shekvar ikra yesh min ha-Torah. Ravosai, as long as it's ikra d'oraisa, if you add to it, you extend it, it's not considered to be baltos. Only if you start from scratch, make up something out of nowhere. That's the answer. On the year that it happens, Ravosai, Shira Sayam, says the Tziv, a mitzvah lama Shira Sayam b'shvishal pesach b'chol shana. Kavachom is just as they sang Shira at that time. Kavachom, when we left, when we were saved from Pat. From Haman, there was a chiyuv kavachomer gomer for that year. Kavachomer gomer for that year. But subsequent years, Rabosai, subsequent years, that's the Rabbanon. But it's no baltos, it was ikrum and daraisa. So raisa and tziv and shilta chavav sekot naalev. Beautiful pshat. Yes.
Let me bring a right against that for the Gemara in Shabbos, which says that they establish Hanukkah as Yemei Hallel El Dov the next year.
An excellent question. The last Maramachim, or next to the last, is Mai Hanukkah. Well, the Shana Acheres, that's the last Gemara?
Yeah.
Shana Acheres, Kovam, Bahal of Ahodov. I can answer as follows. That year, Avada, there was Hallel Vodah. It's a Chiyuv Daraisa. Shana Acheres, they were Koveit for all times. Adarab, it's a right to the Nitziv. That first year, there was no need to make any Kriya, so it's a Daraisa. Second year and on, it's a Dindarabana, they were out to be Koveya. Adarab, I mean, I don't know if the Nitziv brings that Raya. The Chorah, there'll be even a better Pshad going to the Nitziv. The first year was not necessary to be Koveya anything. The Dindaraisa. Subsequent years, it was Midrabana came in relief shot based on the Nitziv. I don't see him saying that, but we can add to the Nitziv. Make it better. Any questions so far about this? We're getting through the basics here. The basics. So Dovi wanted to know, can there possibly be any Chiyuv Halal of Bizmanenu on days we're not found in Shas Bavu? An innocent enough question. But politically charged. I'm going to have a problem with politics now. Chas v'shol. Chas v'chalil. But I told him to look at the Shut Kol Mevaser. Who's Kol Mevaser? Kol Mevaser was our Meshulam Roth. Meshulam Roth was a tremendous Gaon who lived in Romania before the war. And he moved to Eretz Yisrael. And I believe he suggested as a Chiyuv to say Hallel on the day that the B'nai Eretz Yisrael was saved from the Arab armies way back in 1948. They asked what day were they saved. They fought us the whole year. They're still fighting us today. Today they're still fighting. They haven't stopped. So they chose the day of the establishment of Medina Yisrael as the day, because that was the day. They had to pick, well, to pick one day. They chose that day. You know, the war first started in full Tokyo that very day. They had killed plenty of us before that. And he, the Kol Mevaser, says, if I'm not mistaken, if someone can get on Bar Ilan, bring it in tomorrow, it's fine for me.
I think Kol Mevaser is on Bar Ilan.
Okay, not now, tomorrow. Look at it. If I'm not mistaken, he said, look, all the three answers of Purim don't apply to this case. The miracle took place in Eretz Yisrael. And we're no longer Avdei Achashverosh. We said we're independent. Right? And there's no Megillah. So none of the three reasons apply. So you have to say Hallel. That's what I think the Kol Mevaser says, I believe. You'll tell me there were no supernatural miracles, not like Hanukkah. So the answer is, so too with Purim. Purim also no supernatural miracles. Afal Pikein, there was a reason to be established. You would have had Halal if not for those three external reasons. I believe that's what the Kol Mevaser says. Yes, sir.
But like Rabbi just said, they're fighting us till today. I mean, what's the super miracle? Okay, we received them then, but then we fight them more and we received again, but we keep fighting them and fighting them and fighting them. Like, it's not like...
I'll tell you a secret. You ever read the story of the Chashmonaim? They didn't do too well. They didn't do too well at all. After the miracles of Hanukkah, read the history. Read the history. In Eretz Yisrael, we're how many years in? 62, something like that. 62 years in. Read what happened 62 years after the Nes of Hanukkah. Read the history. Have any history books? I'm going to read it. What happened in the next 62 years?
They basically became just as bad as the Greeks that they drove out.
They became spiritually bad. What else happened besides that?
Was killed, not
all the brothers were one by one bumped off by the enemies. And I was not mistaken, by the time 62 years had passed, I don't know. I mean, the Rambam writes, who we talk with the Rambam? The Rambam writes, very beginning of the Hilchos Chanukah, we have some complimentary things about the Malchus Hashmonai. He says as follows. What happens? Richem Aleim Elokei Avoseinu Voshiei Miyodam V'itzilon V'gorbu B'nei Hashmonai HaKohanim HaGadolim V'harogun. They killed the enemy. Voshiu Yisrael Miyodam. They helped the Jews get saved from the Yevonim. Ve'midu melech min ha-kohanim v'chozra malchus li-Yisrael yeser al-mosayim shana arachur ben Hashem. Sounds like, you know, gewaldic. Things are great. Huh? Were they that great? They weren't that great. And Israel now, they're also not that great. But okay. There's a malchus. It's not more than 200 years, but it's 62. Yes?
Another support for her. I mean, saying even right after the victory, forget about 62 years later, they only took part of Yerushalayim. The Misyavnim still had control of the Harabais and most of the city and most of the country, and it took like another 25 years to drag them out. We were still fighting when Chazal were
Okay, very good. Yeah. So the Kitzur, there are those who maintain this halacha, who are saved. And for those who know, similar takana was made in Eretz Yisrael after the event in 1967, when the enemy was threatening to destroy us completely. It was an unbelievable war of 6 days, and they received the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get back many of the holy places, Yerushalayim, etc. So there was a takonas of the Rabbanim to make a halal on that day as well. Also, unfortunately, has had certain opposition. If I'm not mistaken, last year I pulled out a maimon by Rabbi Dublitsky from Bnei Brak. He doesn't understand what's going on over here. This is, we have a source in Hagei Yisrael to make certain observations when there were observances, rather, when they were in danger. He gave an example of Purim Frankfurt. He says Purim Frankfurt was rumors of a pogrom, and when the rumors proved to be false, they made a Purim for hundreds of years, and the Chasam Sofer kept it because he was born in Frankfurt. I remember his language over there. He says what happened in Frankfurt, nothing even really happened, just a rumor, compared to what happened in 1967 was, in his words, a Purim Spiel. That's what he said. Purim Frankfurt compared to the Purim Spiel. He doesn't understand why people are getting so bent out of shape that they're afraid to say halal, afraid to do something. You don't want to say halal, say something, do something. No stuff is not mocking. You say a different paragraph of Taylor, he just doesn't get it. And he hasn't gotten it for the last that many years since then. But these are interesting things. Maybe we'll bring tomorrow the Kol Mavas. We also have to discuss what we said before from the Ran, which is the idea of halal of Kriya and halal of Shira. Could be two completely different dinners. So maybe tomorrow we'll discuss that. And there's a Bris Gerov as a piece on the Ramna FBC. So we'll continue these matters tomorrow. And tomorrow I may say Shira an hour early. I'm not sure. It depends on so many unknowns so far. She may be at 12 tomorrow. It depends on circumstances. I will not know till later on. Okay?